USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump getting a first-hand look at storm-ravaged Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Tens of thousands of people are still without power 8 days after hurricane-force winds knocked down trees and power lines. Aligned Energy President Terry Kuba saying,
by midnight on Tuesday evening, at least 90% of our customers will have power available to them. And we will not rest until it reaches 100%.
President Trump will spend his afternoon in Yuma, Arizona, receiving a border wall construction and operational update. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the United States Postal Service will not carry out some operational and organizational changes, such as removing some mail processing equipment or collection boxes, until after the November election, following critical feedback and pressure from Democrats in Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Members of President Trump's 2016 campaign were in frequent contact with individuals linked to the Russian government, raising counterintelligence concerns at the time, but there is no evidence they colluded to influence the election. That's according to a Senate report that was released on Tuesday. The committee notes Russia took advantage of the inexperience among members of the president's transition team, as well as their desire to roll back Obama-era policies to create unofficial channels through which it would connect to the incoming administration. Shark sightings in the New York City area continue to increase. Fisherman Tim Brindley shows pictures of a dead 10-foot great white he caught in his net 2 miles off the New Jersey coastline.
We looked at each other, and I said, oh, my God, that's a great white. I looked down, and it was big. It was so big.
Brindley speaking there on NBC News. There have been dozens of shark sightings off the coast of Long Island beaches this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With the national debt adding $2.8 trillion so far this year and the deficit approaching $26.5 trillion, publisher and author Steve Forbes says the biggest concern is what is done to handle it.
Well, what's behind it is what is concerning. And the real question is, what do we do about it? The Democrats want to raise taxes, put on new regulations, which would hurt the economy. The only way we're ever going to get on top of this debt is having a vibrant, growing economy like Ronald Reagan did in the 1980s, or what we did after World War II, where a little bit of spending restraint, good economy. By golly, the debt as a proportion of the economy declined dramatically. From the end of World War II, fell to almost 75%.
Forbes continuing on Newsmax TV.
So the answer is, what kind of economic environment are we going to create after the elections this year? That's why this election is so significant.
Oh.
Couldn't have too stark a contrast.
And finally, Amazon is planning to hire 3,500 employees in 6 cities. The positions are in corporate and tech sectors, including Alexa, Amazon Fashion, and Amazon Fresh. They're hiring in Dallas, Detroit, Denver, New York, Phoenix, and San Diego, with most of the positions located in New York. Amazon employees currently work from home through January of next year. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.